The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The Gospel of the Lord. So, just reflecting somewhat briefly on this, the first letter of St. John that we encounter as our first reading today. And the question that I have for myself and for you is, what is God's intention in the world? What does God want to do in the world? And we can see God's plan start to take root, not just take effect, not just take root, but to blossom in the birth of Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas. But it doesn't end there, as though it were something that we commemorate that happened 2,000 years ago and it's a happy memory. No, it's part and parcel of what God wants to do in his world. And what God wants to do in his world is to reach his world with his love. So we are then beneficiaries of his love. We receive Jesus, but now we have to bring the love of God out into the world. And if we look at that reading from St. John, we see we are called to walk as Jesus walked. Okay, so I stand up here day on day and say, you're meant to be Jesus, right? And you say, well, yeah, okay, Father Daniel, you're crazy. Okay, no, but you're meant to be Jesus. And there you go, St. John backing me up again. So I'll say it again. You're meant to be Jesus. You are meant to bring the love of God to life in the world. And that's how we make sure that this is not just say idle celebration of God's coming among us as a man, but that we take up our share in his plan for the world, which is, again, to reach his world with his love. Okay, so that's one part of it. Now, what does John say? So he says, walk as Jesus walked, but then what does he say? He says, if you don't love your brother, you're a liar, right? Or you're not advancing the mission of God if you refuse to love your brother. And that can be, by the way, and probably in John's mind, he means fellow disciples of Jesus, because for him, water is stronger than blood. Yeah, I know that we want to believe that. What, blood is stronger than water? Is that the idiom? I always get idioms messed up. Blood is stronger than water, right? That's the idiom. Okay, but it's not true. It's not true. It's certainly not true here. It's not true, Connie. Blood is not stronger than, I know, because I get the quizzical look, but it's not true here. The water of baptism is stronger than blood. And yet we still see our lives as like me and my blood relations and then everything else. Well, how about me and my relations of the water and the spirit and then everything else? Because that's the God-given reality, okay? Anyway, we don't want to frustrate God's plan. And his plan is that his love right? This is his intention, that his love reaches the world. Yes, in Jesus, but now through us. And how do we do that? We love the people around us. Certainly the people of the household of the faith, that's water stronger than blood, but then the people that we come in contact with day in and day out. And if we don't, then how does any of this make sense? It's not even worth celebrating. Because this means that God comes among us and we just hold him off to the side. And we're not going to let it affect us at all. No, we have to let it affect us. Because this is part of God's plan. God's plan is to reach his world with his love. He has reached you, my friends. You would not be here at 8 o'clock in the morning if that were not the case, right? He has reached you with his love. Now allow his love to work through you into his world. How? By walking as Jesus walked. Right there. That guy on the cross, right there. That's him. He's walking, right? That's it. What is that? What is that to you? You guys figure it out. I'm not going to tell you.